NAVMED Publication 5132, Equipment Management Manual, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Section 10. 1. Who establishes policies to ensure uniform guidelines for maintenance programs of medical and dental equipment for activities under BUMED? Chief BUMED. 2. Which command oversees the execution of BUMED policy through establishment of supporting procedures? NAVMED LogCom. 3. Which system supports the maintenance and material management programs, configuration management, policies and procedures for Navy ships and submarines? Organizational Maintenance Management System Next Generation, Oscar Mike Sierra-November Golf. 4. What has oversight of biomedical equipment maintenance programs in the Navy? NAVMED LogCom. 5. What functions as the in-service engineering agent and technical support activity for the integrated logistics support requirements of afloat medical equipment and will disseminate medical and dental equipment safety, maintenance, repair, and other biomedical equipment information? NAVMED LogCom. 6. Commanding officers must ensure funding is provided how often for the training of biomedical equipment technicians to maintain highly technical equipment items. Annually. 7. Authorized non-biomeds should be allowed to maintain or repair only those items of no maintenance required through which risk level of equipment? Medium. 8. Which program is the core of the biomeds operation? Medical Equipment Management Program, Mike Echo, Mike Papa. 9. Joint Commission EC.6.20.1 requires that a current, accurate, and separate inventory of all medical equipment included in the equipment management program will be established. What is used to accomplish this within the Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support? Maintenance Requirement Indicator, Mike Romeo, India. 10. Where must biomedical equipment technician training be documented? Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support, Delta Mike Lima, Sierra Sierra. 11. How many types of maintenance requirements are there? 3. 12. Which type of maintenance serves to ensure proper operation, inherent reliability, increase operational availability, and prevents excessive wear of moving parts? Scheduled maintenance, Sierra Mike. 13. Which type of maintenance applies to equipment that normally requires no scheduled maintenance based on the no significant risk assessment, but is included in the equipment files to document unscheduled maintenance? No maintenance required, November Mike Romeo. 14. How many different maintenance levels are there? 3. 15. Which maintenance level consists of operator maintenance performed before, during, and after equipment usage, and is the basic maintenance required to keep equipment operating on a daily basis? Level 1. 16. Which maintenance level relates to scheduled periodic or planned technical inspection, lubrications requiring disassembly, replacement of worn or deteriorated parts, interior cleaning, calibration verification, and/or adjustment? Level 2. 17. Which maintenance level consists of maintenance requiring complete overhaul of the item of equipment and is considered depot-level maintenance or equipment manufacturer's service center-level maintenance? Level 3. 18. Who are responsible for performance, testing, and documentation of Level 2 and 3 scheduled maintenance? Biomedical Equipment Technicians, Bravo Mike Echo Tangos. 19. Which risk level would life support, key resuscitation, critical monitoring, and other devices fall under whose failure or misuse is reasonably likely to cause serious injury or death to patient or staff? 1. 20. All risk level 1 equipment must be located during the PM cycle 100%. Work order of risk level 1 equipment must be left open until which completed form is received from equipment management. DD Form 200. 21. When determining the practicality of repair, factors that must be considered are the age of the item, its projected life expectancy, replacement cost, obsolescence, past repair history, repair costs, and urgency of need. How many repair factors are there that the biomed can use when determining practicability of repair? 2. 22. Repair expenditures on equipment that have exceeded their life expectancy will continue to be limited to 1% of their replacement cost. 10%. 23. Maximum repair limit cumulative is the total cumulative expenditure recommended limit. What does this method multiply the acquisition cost by to derive the initial MRLC? 1.25. 24. What is the BUMED Authorized Medical Equipment Maintenance Management System, which will be used to record test results, parts, actions, and service time needed to complete the work required? Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support, Delta Mike, Lima, Sierra Sierra. 25. Radiation protection surveys of diagnostic radiographic systems and radiographic therapy equipment will be accomplished in accordance with which series? BUMED Instruction 6470.22. 26. How often must all Hearing Conservation Program audiometers be calibrated by Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center? Annually. 27. Which series should audiometric booths be certified in accordance with? DoD Instruction 6055.12. 28. All test equipment used in the calibration, verification, or safety analysis of medical and dental equipment will be calibrated by a qualified calibration lab at a frequency in accordance with the test equipment manufacturer's requirements or at a maximum interval of how many months? 12. 29. Repair programs offered by the VA Service and Distribution Center provide an alternative source and cost-effective way of servicing X-ray tube, surgical scope, and dental or surgical handpiece repair. Service includes 2-day turnaround time option, 90-day warranty, and loaner, if available, for repairs exceeding how many days? 3. 30. If a medical radiographic system is procured through Defense Supply Center Philadelphia or NavMedLogCom, an acceptance inspection will be performed after the system is installed. This inspection will be performed on radiological systems within how many days of installation? 30. 31. Which worksheet will be used by medical maintenance shops to record actions taken in conjunction with the verification and certification of medical radiographic systems under their cognizance? DD Form 2164. 32. Which form is required by the FDA after certified diagnostic radiographic systems are installed or whenever certified components of a diagnostic radiographic system are replaced, reassembled, or repaired? FDA Form 2579. 33. How many years must copies of FDA Form 2579 be retained for? 5. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.